good evening, everybody. And my name's Ian Tattersall, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all on behalf of the American Museum of Natural History to this 82nd annual James Arthur Lecture on the Evolution of the Human Brain. And before the fun begins, I'd just like to make a couple of housekeeping announcements, one of which is that as you exit the room on your left and right, if you want to be notified in electronically for future James Arthur lectures in this series, you'll see a little flyer posted on the wall with an email address for you to send a message to. And after that, once we get that, we'll have you on the list and be able to notify you well in advance of future James Arthur lectures. Also, if you're interested in earlier James Arthur lectures, many of them have been published and they're now available as PDFs on the American Museum Library website. And that website identifier is also posted on the wall on your right and on your left as you you leave the room. Now, of course, those of you who've been to other James Arthur lectures in recent years will realize that we've ranged really quite widely. We've heard from neurologists and paleontologists and neuroanatomists and neurophysiologists and cognitive psychologists and psychobiologists, and even last year we had a philosopher of neurobiology. But never before, really, have we ranged into the newly developing field of neuroeconomics, which studies how the human brain actually makes many of the decisions on which our daily lives are based. Now, in an age of hyper-specialization, it's really hard to keep up with developments in neural science or in economics or in psychology. But our speaker tonight, Paul Glemcher, somehow simultaneously contrives to be professor of all three of these areas at NYU. And tonight he's going to be talking on maximizing Darwinian fitness with a costly brain, the neuroeconomics of human decision-making. So please welcome Dr. Paul Glemcher.